A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a light on the Enfield Haunting at the Ambassadors Theatre in the heart of the West End near Leicester Square Tube Station, part of the ATG Group, which is on until Saturday the 2nd of March 2024. I also preview the audio describe performance that takes place on Saturday the 17th of February at 7:30pm, plus plug a few of the other performances that are coming up in the West End in the next month or so. The Enfield Haunting, starring the stellar talents of Catherine Tate and David Threlfall, is a hidden gem and quite a unique intimate ghost story that runs for just 75 minutes without an interval. It pulls you in right from the opening and holds your attention right till the very end, with a few twists and thrills along the way. The plot revolves around the Hodgsons, who have no idea what a poltergeist was when in the summer of 1977, furniture and toys started moving of their own accord. An ordinary working-class family who lived in a North London council house became the centre of one of the most famous poltergeist events in the world. This is the story of one night in the spring of 1978, when events were approaching a climax. The Enfield Haunting is a very visual affair. As you take your seat, the stage is open to you. It's built on two levels. On the ground floor level is a time period S70s living room with a partition at the back leading to a mostly unseen kitchen and back door. The lounge is pretty run down with grey walls and pictures hanging on them. There is a dark brown leather armchair with oblong dining room table and sofa adjacent, with a front door on the right next to a set of stairs leading to a bedroom that can be seen on an upper level, with the outline of a double bed and single bed side by side and a window with curtains. The play really benefits from an audio described performance for those who are visually impaired due to the lots of character interaction, seven in all, and lots of ghostly goings on with a change in lighting and ambience and lots of supernatural activity. This takes place on Saturday the 17th of February at 7:30pm. It's delivered by Vocalize with a touch tour beforehand. Please do check with the venue at the time of booking, and I'll tell you how to do that at the end. The introductory notes give a detailed overview into every aspect of the production, and these are available from vocalize.co.uk, including information on the show and links to the theatre and contact information. The Ambassadors Theatre is a small, intimate venue with 444 seats, 195 in the dress circle and 251 in the stalls. Part of ATG, they're very committed to access and making your visit stress-free and as enjoyable as possible. They'll go out of their way to assist with your individual needs. If you have a question, always ask, and please do offer feedback if things don't go to plan. I recently experienced an audio described performance for Private Lives in November 2023, starring Nigel Havers and Patricia Hodge, which was a wonderful affair utilising the new Mobile Connect system, which can either work as an app on your smartphone, or you can borrow a device and headphones from the venue. It worked really effectively. The theatre staff were well trained, and they do offer help should you need it. To book tickets, you can call 0333 009 5399, or you can email ambox office@theambassadors.com. This really is a wonderful play to experience, with some excellent performances from Catherine Tate and David Threlfall. Some of the other wonderful plays and shows with audio description coming up are the much-anticipated Stranger Things. This is audio described on Saturday the 10th of February 2024 at 2pm, with a touch tour at 1pm, and this takes place at the Phoenix Theatre, part of ATG, which is near Tottenham Court Road Tube. On February the 16th, there is Queer Collision. This is at The Place on Duke's Road in London, and is a dance exploration and journey through queer stories of mischief and misadventure, with a touch tour at 6:30pm, lasting 20 minutes. Till the Stars Come Down is at the National's Dorfman Theatre, and this is on at 2:30pm on Saturday the 17th of February, with a touch tour at 1pm. Mamma Mia is audio described at the Novello Theatre off the Strand on Saturday the 24th of February at 3pm, with a touch tour to be confirmed. This features the new Sophie and Sky, as chosen on the ITV hit show The Winner Takes It All, and features all of the hit songs from ABBA. My Neighbour Toronto from the RSC, which has been my pick of the last few months, is on at the Barbican. This is audio described for the second time again during this run on Wednesday the 28th of February at 7pm, with a touch tour at 5pm. This show is simply not to be missed. The National Theatre's The Motive and the Queue is on in the West End and is audio described at the Noel Coward Theatre on Thursday the 29th of February at 7:30pm. With a touch tour at 6pm. This tale is about Sir John Gielgud and Richard Burton, and is theatre at its very best. A Mirror, which was previously on at the Almeida, is audio described at the Trafalgar Theatre off the Strand on Wednesday the 6th of March 2024 at 2:30pm, with a touch tour beforehand. And in the evening of the 6th of March is the much-anticipated Plaza Suite, starring Hollywood couple Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker. And this takes place at the Savoy Theatre, also on the Strand, and this is at 7:30pm, with a touch tour to be confirmed. And finally for now, The Merchant of Venice, 1936. This is audio described at the Criteria Theatre in Piccadilly on Saturday the 9th of March at 2:30pm, with a touch tour to be confirmed. All of these shows can be found on vocalise.co.uk, and you can also find all the contact information for the theatres on there as well. You can also find information from mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema you can go to accessiblescreenings.co.uk. And to find out more about audio description or to be a member of the Audio Description Association, you can visit audiodescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
If you have any thoughts you'd like to share about a recent audio described performance, please contact him by emailing aviewonaccess@gmail.com. A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.